I'll be doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it. Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.
Yeah, welcome to an extra episode of the Netball Show with Mizuno, as we hear from Imogen Greatbatch, who's head of volunteering at England Netball, on the launch of this year's Volunteers Week.
This is Karen Bailey, and you're listening to the Netball Show.
Bit of a special week. It's Volunteers Week 2020.
Super week, Andy, because it's when the spotlight shines on volunteering. It's a national campaign in its 36th year, so you'll see stuff hopefully on social media across the whole network. And we set up a special campaign for the Netball family to really share the love across the network. So I'm really excited that we've set up this new campaign.
Are you all right? You sounded like you fell off your chair there.
Well, do you know what happened? I could hear, you know, this sort of dual working from home, balancing parenting situation. I could just hear my husband in the background and it was distracting me. So I wanted to move. But now we've got birds and the beautiful outdoors. So I hope that's okay.
It's all good. It's all good. We saw the tweet this morning, something in the region of over 25,000 people, it applies to.
Well, I think, you know, data shows that we've got 14,000 coaches, two-thirds of which are volunteers, and that's kind of really making the game happen in clubs and supporting that side of the game. And I think there's just so many other roles as well as the coaches. There's the officials, and then there's also, committee leaders. We've got event volunteers. We've got parents who help everything happen. There's probably a lot of teachers out there as well that go over and above their teaching role, just making sure that the after-school netball happens and that side of things when we can be out on court. So there are just a huge number of people out there that help make netball happen. And I think this week is really about sharing the stories, raising the visibility around all the different roles that people can get involved in. And also, you know, the campaign we've developed is really about enabling each other, whether that's staff to volunteer or volunteer to volunteer, to just share a simple sentence with someone of why they're special. Because I genuinely believe there's so much that goes on out there locally that we don't have the capacity to be able to know about it. And I think we chatted through with sort of a number of volunteers of how do we ensure everybody feels valued. And it was just about being able to understand the different things that people do that really help that incredible netball experience. And I think that there's that common thread around passion and the love of netball and what it does within the netball family, which, you know, the friendships and all of that side of things. And volunteers play a massive part in that. So we really want to hear about their stories.
Regionally as well, plenty of people will have their stories to share. And whether or not you've been involved years and years or just joined, it's really worth celebrating.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think sort of netball is a growing sport, and you know, there's such a fantastic vibe within the netball family. There's new people that are coming into the sport as a result of the incredible World Cup that happened last year. And I think, you know, we've got a virtual netball club now. There's clubs that have been delivering netball virtually. We're consuming the sport in completely different ways. And volunteers have really adapted to help support us engage with the family in different ways. So even though netball's not on court at the moment, volunteers are actively supporting us and working in partnership with us to really try and keep specifically the membership engage, but also people that just love netball, being able to still watch netball. I mean, I don't know whether you watched, but the Commonwealth Games moment was the whole game. We could watch that. And how cool was that we could just relive that goosebump kind of game. But also, yeah, we've actually had a campaign around Any Dream Will Do. And the fact that Jade dialed in to a Zoom call with a local volunteer and key worker who's been doing amazing things, you know, these are things that are the silver lining in this sort of grey time that's just really special about netball, really.
It's not been the best couple of months to say the least, but your passion's there as strong as ever. You can hear it in your voice. And like you said, the Virtual Netball Club, that's recently launched. How's that going in early days, early couple of weeks?
Oh, you know, really oversubscribed. It's fantastic. There's great coaching sessions. There's all different age groups. And it seems to have been really well received with everybody. So it's a massive team effort. So really excited to see. It's in its second week now. So it'll be really great to see how that grows. And it's a fantastic initiative, but also there's a lot of clubs out there that are doing things with each other as well, which is fabulous. So netball's still going, albeit in a more virtual way right now.
Normally we'd be speaking about the Golden Globes. Is the plan to still do them in one form or the other this year, or maybe move it online a little bit?
Well, we're working closely with our region, so we've postponed the July national event with current climate, and we're talking really closely about what we do to recognise the hundreds of people that have been nominated for those awards. Had a fabulous 30% increase in nominations, so we're just working out how to recognise the incredible nominees within that, and just monitoring kind of government updates to look at what our plan will be to ensure they receive the recognition. However we deliver it is still in discussion, but we're definitely keen to make sure that everybody who's been nominated gets recognised this year.
People will probably have a list of ideas that spring to mind off the top of the head as soon as they hear that about celebrating the volunteers that they know and appreciate. How would they get involved in this?
So if you go to englandnetball.co.uk, get involved, volunteers, there are some resources on there, and you click on the resources tab and you can actually see the Volunteers Week's hundreds of organisations join forces to say thank you article. And on that, there are all the resources that you can download, some graphics. If you get the consent of someone, you can add an image, you can put what their volunteer role is, write a simple sentence, and put your name, your organisation, and share the sentence with that individual, or if you've got their permission, through social media, to kind of help raise the profile of all the different roles that are out there.
And like you said, it doesn't really matter whether or not it's staff or volunteers, it's just that whole appreciation of each other.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we're a team in this, and volunteers give their time because they've chosen to do roles to make a difference in netball, and they're hugely passionate. And I think staff are in the positions where they have roles, you know, working for the governing body, and we're a real team, and that's what's important about netball, and we will come back from this stronger.
Life can be a bit of a handful,
but what do you do?
Let go?
Or grab on to everything it has to offer?
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly?
We thought so.
This is Grabbing Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield, Grab Life.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game. I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
So, Andy, I know in our last conversation before Christmas, you said you do all of this voluntary. So why don't, instead of you interview me, we hear about your journey? What got you involved with netball? Well, you know, what made you want to volunteer in netball, making a difference through podcast?
The thing is, nobody else was doing it at the time. And having watched that final where Helen Housby scored the last-minute goal against Surrey Storm, from that moment, it's almost like being just a sport that I've always enjoyed watching. It was literally just on the telly at the time.
Yeah. And what do you sort of get? What keeps you motivated around volunteering? What inspires you to keep doing it?
I think it's the stories. There's lots of different stories up and around the country of not just Super League teams, but people that have played for years or people that have supported clubs for ages, and internationally, the fact that some of our players have gone over to Australia and done so well. And it's nice, things like that that are always worth looking at, mentioning on the podcast wherever possible.
Yeah. And what would you say to anyone that was curious about volunteering in netball? What would your top tip be?
Don't do podcasts because we're doing them.
A bit of competitive rivalry. Different stuff appeals to different people, doesn't it?
I think the nice thing is, if you want to get involved with the sport, regardless whether or not it's England, Scotland, Wales or Northern Ireland, have a look online because there's always plenty of resources. I mean, look for a local club, volunteer on a local level. As soon as you enjoy and get along to a game, it's sampling that atmosphere and it gets you hooked pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's a really big thing that's come through my learning in the first several months of this role is just the role of that. You know, it doesn't have to be a big elected role, that little tap on the shoulder and just giving a couple of minutes, you know, helping out, tidying up the equipment, you know, supporting other people, the sort of social media, promoting stories, writing a report, sending it to the local paper to raise a profile in netball. There's masses of stories like that, you know, out there of people doing that. And I think just wanted to say a really big thank you to you for all the volunteering you do. And also just a huge thank you from us at England Netball to all of those volunteers out there for everything they give to the game. They really are very special and we're very lucky to have them.
Well, the nice thing is with those kind of figures that we spoke about as well, it can almost be doubled at that because of the amount of people that maybe would go unsung.
Yeah, definitely. I think in the volunteer world, there's this sort of concept of micro-volunteering, which is a bit more bite-size and that side of things. And I think definitely this challenging time has perhaps made us realise we can do things that we didn't think we could do. We can have these kind of Zoom committee meetings and they work, you know, and the different way to communicate with each other will hopefully mean that we can try new things moving forward and that we can engage even more people in volunteering when we can safely return to court.
As part of your role as well, have you been, I'm turning the table now on you back, have you been catching up regularly with the regions, that kind of thing? Has that been well received?
Yeah. Well, we had actually the best ever engagement, I think, 97%. So there are 52 counties and 9 regions. And I don't know whether you saw, but our amazing CEO, Frank Connolly, went touring the country with the new director, Katie Ritchie, just to kind of share updates, but also just as importantly, hear from those volunteer roles and, you know, to have 50 counties and all 9 regions just on those calls was really amazing. And it just feels like we're really moving to being a true partnership. And I know, you know, there's colleagues we're trying to link with club committee roles, engage regularly with league committee roles. And you've probably seen Gary with his Netflix sessions. Oh, we've also had the coach fit sessions, you know, and we just know there's a community and that's for volunteers, but it's for them, you know, for everybody really. But I think there's so many things that it feels like we've built connections in new and different ways, which is a positive out of this sort of situation, really.
More information on those volunteer nominations. What's the website on England Netball? What section is it on now?
Oh, yeah. So if you go to englandnetball.co.uk/volunteersweek2020, then you can access all the resources to get involved and read a little bit about what we're doing for this week.
I'll be doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
1 minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.